This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. I am excited to have a chance today to talk with one of our expert contributors. With us, I have Nancy Massoud. She is a metabolic specialist and the owner and founder of Locked In Wellness in Alpharetta. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Stacy, today.
Yeah, we're excited. So today we're going to kind of talk about mineral testing and help our listeners understand a little bit more about what you do and, you know, and how all of this can help them and improve their lives. So why don't you start off and tell us, you know, what hair mineral testing is?
All right, great. So hair mineral test is pretty much a hair tissue mineral analysis that we do at Locked In Wellness. And what it does, it's a great indicator for metabolic processes that occurs within the cell. I call that the spark plug in the chemistry of life. So basically, it is telling us what kind of minerals the body you have that your body's metabolizing and how much of these minerals your body is depositing. So it gives a clear insight of what your body needs and what your body have too much of that could be impacting how you feel overall. So, which that's why we call it the spark plugs.
Yeah. And why would you use the hair and not rely on like old fashioned blood tests?
That's a very good question, because first of all, the hair is not subjected to an hourly fluctuation, just like the blood is influenced by. So blood can change because this is a current, but hair is more history. It tells us a little bit about history of the body. But also, when we look at stored tissue levels, it also tells us a little bit more about not just minerals, but it also tells us about toxic metals, heavy metals that are stored at a cellular level. But, you know, and it's over a longer time frame versus just current right now, you know, measurement of indication.
And why is it important for someone to test for minerals? What things are they going to learn?
Well, you know, the mineral test can often provide us with an early detection of health trends in the long before, you know, other methods, which, you know, we can look at a trend risk factors for different health issues that we can prevent long term. And that, you know, of course, with this, you know, by looking at mineral deficiencies or, like I said, mineral deposits, either one side or the other can impact the overall health in different matters and can trigger, you know, issues or risk factors. So, and that's why I like to run the mineral test versus anything else, because this will give us more of a longer understanding of how the body's functioning over time versus just, you know, a current incident.
What are some of the things that can cause a mineral imbalance?
So sometimes it's malabsorption. When someone, you know, having some GI digestive function issues or GI issues, then we look at malabsorption. You're not absorbing the nutrients that you're supposed to be getting from foods. Now, remember, minerals, when we talk about minerals or nutrients, we're talking about nutrients that come from your food sources. And of course, your absorption happens in the intestinal lining. And if your body is not absorbing these minerals properly, or your body doesn't know how to, metabolize them, but versus depositing them, then that's a major indicator there that causes, you know, the imbalances. So that's one. But then also we look at stress. You know, people tend to, you know, we have stress, life stress. And when we're stressed, we don't usually tend to think about what we put in our body because, you know, some people they're more of an emotional eaters. So when they're overstressed, they focus on or target coping mechanisms or coping foods that are helpful to make them feel better, which, you know, of course, they're not, they may not get all the nutrients they need for their body. So poor dieting, of course, can be a main impactor here for our mineral imbalances. Environmental, you know, living in an area, maybe there is factories there that could be impacting the, you know, the air quality. Water can be a major one as well. Some, you know, people have well water versus, you know, regular water, filtered water, different things. People that, you know, only drink bottled water versus, you know, pH water and other, you know, electrolyte waters and certain, you know, different multiple levels of water, that different kinds of water that they use to help them with hydration. But sometimes if your body is not, you know, getting all the nutrients, the minerals from the water itself also can cause an imbalance as well. Like I said, stress is a huge one that we see, also a big issue, but also, you know, digestive tract, people that, you know, have current or chronic diarrheas. I mean, they're not absorbing a lot of their minerals as well. So that also can cause an impact on their deficiencies, which, you know, so that could be an impact on the mineral imbalances that we see.
And are some of the things you would look at in the mineral test, like vitamin deficiencies, things along those lines?
Yeah, so we look at minerals, So the minerals and vitamins, of course, they're the same. So when we look at minerals, we're looking at different minerals that are in your vitamins or in the foods that you're eating daily. Of course, with these minerals, if there are certain minerals that are depleted, but they depend on another mineral for absorption, so, you know, that could be the imbalance that we're looking at. So certain minerals, for example, I'm just going to give you an example, magnesium. If you have a magnesium deficiency, of course, you know, magnesium and calcium, they depend on each other. So that may reflect deposits of calcium in the body. So then we look at that. How is that impacting the body's, somebody's, you know, symptoms or how they're feeling? But also, we know magnesium is an essential for heart health, you know, sleep, energy production, detoxification. So there's a lot of reasoning for, you know, the mineral magnesium. Most multivitamins will have magnesium, will have calcium, will have potassium, you know, vitamin B12 a little bit here and vitamin B6. So there some... most multivitamins will have those. It's not just the multivitamin itself that you're taking, is what your body's doing with the multivitamin that you're taking. Are you benefiting from taking that? If somebody's like so adamant about taking multivitamin, which is great, are you absorbing what you're getting out of those vitamins? So this is the main key component here. So we look at the overall picture of what your body's doing with the minerals that you're taking in, whether it's from your vitamin, the supplement, or your food.
So if, you know, somebody isn't feeling well and they've kind of been, you know, wondering about, you know, maybe deficiencies and things like that, they come in, you guys do the hair test. It's very painless. They come back in, what can they expect? Like, what are the next steps and what things might they see in the report, and kind of how would you work with those people to, you know, help them feel better?
So yeah, when somebody comes in and they complain of fatigue, they have issues with weight gain, loss of muscle mass. They've been working out so much and they're like, you know, I don't know why my trainer keeps telling me I'm not gaining muscle, but I'm more inflamed than gaining the muscle. I don't have the energy that I'm expecting. I'm taking this multivitamin. I saw this advertisement about this certain supplement and it's supposed to help me with endurance and motivation. I'm not getting that from it. My life has, I'm under a high stress lifestyle. I don't know how my anxiety gets out of the out of control and gets in the way. Brain fog. Sometimes they get, you know, they complain about joint pain, you know, headaches, poor circulation, stuff like that. So when they come in and we ask, you know, they come in and we ask those questions, then we run this test and we look at, in the test, what could be a trend or impact to their symptoms. So when someone comes in and says, you know, I eat healthy, I'm very conscious of what I put in my body. I'm a vegan or I'm a vegetarian or pescatarian. So I'm very careful. I don't eat a lot of greasy food. I count my micros and macros, but I'm still gaining weight. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, of course, you know, some of the minerals can be impacting their progress and why they can't lose the weight. So then we look at those minerals. So we're going to look at, you know, of course, nutrients on one side, but then we're also going to look at heavy metals and toxic metals. Also on the other note, to see if there's any impact and what can be an imbalance that could be triggering their weight gain or a plateau in certain ways. So that's one thing. Of course, you know, when we look at energy, why somebody's fatigued, you know, I do everything right. You know, I'm exercising 5 times a week. I do 60 minutes a day. So I'm doing what I was told that I need to do to help me with, you know, production of energy. Why am I not feeling it? So then we look at those minerals. Why these minerals causing them to feel the fatigue, the issue there that they're concerned about. So it's not always going to be about food intake. It's about what your body does with the food when you start to process that. So we look at different, you know, minerals in the body to see if there are any one of them that can be an impact on their, you know, health and of course on their energy. So why their energy is not optimal. Okay. And then of course with that, you know, we can figure out, all right, is it because they don't have enough of certain nutrients or minerals that could be impacting that, or if there's too many deposits that could be also an impact on their body, adrenal insufficiencies, you know, so there are lots of different trends that can be impacting that that issue. So we look at the imbalances and then we try to see, is the multivitamin they're taking, are they taking a multivitamin? Do they need a multivitamin to take to help them with that issue? What kind of multivitamin they may need? Does it have to need this? Should it have more iron in it? Should it have less iron in it? And so on. So, and of course, heavy metals, detoxing. I mean, do they have a lot of exposures to heavy metals that could be also an impact? So then we look at detoxing and stuff like that. So
can you share maybe a case study or an example just to help people really understand, you know, how you're able to sort of work through the issues and help some folks?
Yeah. So definitely. So I had she's a female. I still see her. She had the sleeve surgery, so to help her lose the weight, she did lose about 100 pounds on the sleeve. But with the weight loss, the 100 pounds of weight loss that she had, she did not feel well. She felt like, you know, she wasn't herself. Her energy was not great. She had a hard time sleeping. She couldn't really do much of exercising. She kept feeling like she didn't have the endurance to exercise with that. So when she came in, she's like, I'm not sure if you can help me. I already, you know, I've lost 100 pounds. I need to lose. She had to lose around another 100 pounds. And then also on top of that, she had a plateau. So she stopped losing after the 100 pounds that she lost, but she did have to lose another 100. So you know, so she came in and we did her testing. So definitely with the sleeve, she lost a lot of nutrients. She did have lots of depletion, deficiencies. So we started working on balancing these deficiencies. So especially, you know, with her calcium and her magnesium, her sodium, her potassium, you know, all of those minerals were off track. Her zinc, her copper, she had, so we looked at, you know, of course, phosphorus. And so we looked at multiple levels of minerals in her body and the impact on them, which, of course, with all the levels, the deficiencies that she had, iron was really deficient. She was really deficient in iron, which is known with the sleeve in any gastro bypasses. You know, we usually tend to see that happening. So we looked at that, and it was nothing had to do with heavy metals. She had no exposures or anything like that, environmental or heavy metals in that, on that side note. But she definitely did have a lot of deficiencies. So with these deficiencies, we were able to help her take the right nutraceutical supplements that it will help improve her, you know, health and make her feel better and help her maintain what she lost. And she continued to lose, and she actually lost another 100 pounds. So she is, after a year, she was able to lose the 100 pounds, and she looks great right now, actually. So
that's amazing. So just, you know, by balancing the nutrients and the vitamins she was missing, you were able to kind of fix her metabolism.
Yep. Right? Yep. So we do in the mineral test, which is, thanks for sharing that or bringing that up. In the mineral test, the mineral tissue hair analysis that we do, it also rates the metabolism. It gives us it's called metabolic rate. So we are able to see where your metabolism is at based on the minerals that you have currently. So we're able to see that. And then we're able to see what direction we need to go based on that. Okay. So if it's a very slow metabolism, you know, with depletions of deficiencies, of course, you're going to work on the two, but, you know, one helps the other. But at least it will give us an idea as a baseline, where is the metabolism, and then we're able to enhance it from there based on the results that we see. Sure.
All right. That's all amazing. So if there's folks out there and you've been struggling with weight gain, struggling with fatigue, you know, just not feeling like yourself, and you want to give Nancy a call at Locked In Wellness, can you share your contact information, Nancy?
Yes, absolutely. So if you're interested, please give us a call at 404-809-4161. And we are located in Alpharetta. The address here is 5755 North Point Parkway, Suite 269. And again, we are in Alpharetta. So we love to see you. We love to help you feel better. Optimize your health to the max. And as always, and I always say that, there's a no one size fits all. So everybody's different. And the goal here is to help you feel better. Inside and outside.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. It was great seeing you.
Likewise.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's gnpmilton.com. Or call 470-664-4930.